Yeah, we talked about it.
My name is Ketsia Aurelien, KetsiaAurelien. I'm a nurse practitioner. This dictation is for Wanda J. Ramirez, Wanda, middle initial J, last name Ramirez. This visit was on October 25th, 2022. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage four. This CKD is multifactorial in nature and is likely related to hepatorenal syndrome, secondary to cirrhosis, cardiorenal syndrome, secondary to coronary artery disease and CHF, comma, nephrosclerosis related to type 2 diabetes, hypertension, obesity, and hyperlipidemia, period. However, hyperuricemia also plays a role in this CKD, period. In addition, the patient also has rheumatoid arthritis, which is being treated with Xeljanz, which also affects the renal function, period. The most recent kidney functions reveal a BUN of 71 from 78, creatinine of 3.42, from 3.32, and a GFR of 16 from 16. The patient has some pre-renal azotemia going on, possibly related to dehydration or medications. As previously stated, she is taking the Xeljanz period. She is also taking Kerendia, omeprazole, and spironolactone, along with other medications that are nephrotoxic in nature, period. There is evidence of selective and non-selective proteinuria, the urine microalbumin to creatinine ratio is there is no evidence of selective proteinuria. The microalbumin to creatinine ratio has improved from 150 milligrams to 69 milligrams. Oh, just disregard the last sentence. There is evidence of both selective and non-selective proteinuria. The urine microalbumin to creatinine ratio has improved from 150 milligrams to 69 milligrams, and the urine protein to creatinine ratio has improved from 343 milligrams to 213 milligrams, period. There is no activity in the urinary sediments, and she denies any urinary symptoms, period. We discussed adjusting some of her medications due to their nephrotoxic capabilities. For example, we held the Kerendia, discontinued the omeprazole, and started her on famotidine 40 milligrams one tablet daily. Period. We also held the spironolactone for a week to see if the renal functions will improve. The patient is instructed to restart the spironolactone if she notices an increase in her peripheral edema, as well as an elevation in her blood pressure. Period. She appears with bilateral swelling of her feet, which is related to the CHF and the cirrhosis period, we advise her to restrict her fluid intake to 40 ounces and decrease her sodium intake in the diet to 2 grams of sodium in 24 hours. We also advised her to elevate her lower extremities when seated and to wear compression stockings. Period. Continue with the current dosage of the metalazone every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday, as well as the furosemide daily. Period. The next line is hyperuricemia with elevated uric acid of 13.9 from 17. This could be a result of hemoconcentration secondary to possible dehydration. Period. However, due to the prolonged elevation of the uric acid, we will start the patient on Uloric, 40 milligrams, one tablet daily. The patient is not a candidate for allopurinol because of her decreased GFR of 16, period. We will continue to monitor the uric acid level. If it continues to remain elevated despite taking the Uloric, we may consider alternative treatment with possibly Krystexxa, Krystexxa, period. The next line is iron deficiency anemia, which could be related to the administration of the Xeljanz, X-E-L-J-A-N-Z, as well as the chronic kidney disease stage 4, period. The patient currently follows at the Florida Cancer Center every 3 months for IV and appropriate injections, and they're monitoring her her H&H very closely, period. She reports increased fatigue, and this could be related to the anemia, period. Her H&H on the recent lab is 10.3 and 33%, and iron saturation 28%. We will continue to monitor. Next line is hypercalcemia with serum calcium of 10.1 from 10.4. This hypercalcemia could be related to possible primary hyperparathyroidism since the PTH is also elevated at 87, period. However, there could be other etiologies such as multiple myeloma, which we will rule out by ordering urine and serum protein electrophoresis, period. We will also order mineral bone disease workup to further assess the possibilities of primary hyperparathyroidism, period. If the elevation in the PTH and serum calcium continues to elevate, we may consider starting medication to maintain a normal range, period. We will also order vitamin D125 to assess the levels of the calcitriol, period. Next line, type 2 diabetes mellitus, which is very well controlled with the recent A1C of 6.1% from 6.4%. Continue with the current regimen. Next line, vitamin D deficiency with the vitamin D level of vitamin D25 level of 20. Due to the hypercalcemia, we are unable to start or recommend any vitamin D supplements at this time. We will continue to monitor the levels and also order vitamin D125 for further assessment, period. Next line, hyperlipidemia, which is under control with the current regimen. Next line. Rheumatoid arthritis, which is managed by Dr. Torres, the rheumatologist. She has an upcoming appointment in a week. Period. Next line. CHF / coronary artery disease. Which is managed by Dr. Jones, the cardiologist. Next line, main portal vein thrombosis and / cirrhosis. The patient is on the liver transplant list in Orlando. Period. Next line, obesity with a BMI of 31.5. Her weight today is 201. She has gained 11 pounds since the last visit. And this could be related to fluid intake as the person. As the patient does admit to drinking increased fluids in the diet period, we strictly recommended that she decrease her fluid intake to 40 ounces or less in 24 hours to prevent worsening of the edema and weight gain, period. Next line, arterial hypertension. Blood pressure today was 130/90. However, the patient was very upset due to personal issues. Her blood pressure at home is better controlled. We recommend that she monitors her daily blood pressure and record it on a blood pressure log. So we are able to monitor the trend, period. Continue with the current regimen at this time, period. We are holding the spironolactone due to the decreased GFR of 16, which less than a year ago, in November 2021, was at 51%. So we held the spironolactone to see if there is any improvement and the overall kidney functions, period. However, we advise the patient to resume it if she notices that her blood pressure and her peripheral edema increases more than usual, period. Next line, we will reevaluate this case in 4 weeks with laboratory workup and